Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And we are right here on Studio Classroom. We're having a debate.
We are having a debate all about homework.
Yeah, some people believe that homework is important. It helps students to grow and learn, while others say that too much homework is really not good for students.
In today's part of our article, we're going to look at a conversation between two people. They have different opinions about if homework is helpful or harmful. Let's get started with it together in our lesson called The Homework Debate.
The Homework Debate. Do you have any homework tonight, Alex?
Quite a bit, actually. I have math, English, and a short history assignment. Honestly, I think homework can be harmful.
Why do you say that?
It can cause stress and burnout. After a day at school, I'm exhausted, but I still have hours of homework to do. It makes me dread learning.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看 harmful 这个形容词，它是由名词 harm 加上后缀 ful 构成的，意思是有害的。譬如 spreading rumors online can be really harmful, even if you think it's just for fun. 在网络上散布谣言可能会造成极大的危害，即使你觉得只是好玩。Harm 加上后缀 less 就变成形容词 harmless， 意思是无害的。例如 ，The neighbor's vicious bulldog was calmed by the bunny's harmless look。邻居那只凶猛的斗牛犬被小兔子那无害的神情安抚了下来。成语 be in harm's way 的意思是处于危险中。譬如。The active triplets wore child harnesses so they wouldn't be in harm's way. 这三个活泼的三胞胎都系上了防走失背带，以免危险。
So friends, what do you think about homework? The truth is, teachers, parents, and students all have very different views. Let's look at the opinions of a couple of characters in today's lesson.
The two characters that are having a discussion in our lesson today are Mother and Alex. So this is a conversation between a student and a parent.
And I presume it is Alex's mother.
I think so.
All right, let's get into it. We start off with his mom. Do you have any homework tonight, Alex?
Alex says quite a bit, actually. I have math, English, and a short history assignment.He goes on to say, honestly, I think homework can be harmful.
That sentence almost doesn't sound like something a student would say, just the wording there.
Yeah, he seems like he has a lot of opinions about homework already.
Yeah, and of course most students do. That amount of homework seems kind of normal to me based on my experience.
Yeah, to me as well, but he doesn't think so. He thinks having this amount of homework is too much and it doesn't help.
And his mom or mother questions him and says this simple sentence. Why do you say that?
This is a great sentence for you to learn, friends, especially if you're hearing something that sounds like a different opinion from what you have. If you hear someone make a statement and you don't quite understand or you want an explanation, you can say, why do you say that? You're asking them for the reason.
Right. Someone might say, you seem upset.The other person would say, why do you say that?
Yeah, you are looking for an explanation as to why they feel you are upset. So, mother doesn't just shut Alex down, that's a good thing, and she asks him why he thinks that homework can be harmful.
So, Alex has an answer for her. it can cause stress and burnout. No one wants to experience burnout.
No, and burnout is a serious condition. You can look it up to learn a little bit more about it, friends. But the basic definition is extreme tiredness and stress from working too hard.
Yeah, students can experience burnout. Even teachers can suffer from burnout if they're working too hard.
Yeah. So Alex's point here is that working too hard day in and day out can cause this burnout. After a day at school, I'm exhausted, but I still have hours of homework to do. It makes me dread learning.
To dread learning. If you dread something, you feel very worried or afraid about it. Or sometimes you just really don't want it to happen.
Yeah, you might dread something that you don't like to do, like going to the dentist. When you dread something, usually there is something that is definitely happening in the future, and it's kind of like looking forward to it, but the opposite. You're looking forward to something with that feeling of dread.
Yeah, you don't feel a certain peace about it. And it's great if students look forward to learning, but too much homework might make you dread it.
I don't know many students who look forward to their homework.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, friends, we have more to say on this. Let's jump into the next part of this conversation.
The homework debate. I understand that it can be overwhelming, but homework is meant to strengthen what you learned in class.
Maybe, but when I'm tired, I just rush to finish. Some students even copy answers just to get it done.
That's a concern. Still, homework can build responsibility and time management skills.
Strength 加上后缀 en 构成，意思是增强、巩固。譬如 ，regular exercise and a calcium-rich diet can strengthen your spine。规律运动和富含钙质的饮食有助于强化脊椎。名词 strength 的意思是力量、体力或是优点。譬如 ，controlling your temper requires even greater strength than hitting a wall。控制自己的脾气比捶墙壁更需要毅力。成语 not know one's own strength 的意思是不知道自己力气有多大，通常它用来形容不小心用力过猛而弄坏东西。譬如 In the cartoon, Mr. Incredible accidentally breaks his car door because he doesn't know his own strength。 在动画片中，超能先生不小心把车门弄坏了，因为不知道自己力量这么大。
So in our conversation, we saw this student Alex really is dreading learning, all because he has so much homework after school. Let's see what his mother has to say.
Well, his mother wants to convince him that homework is actually helping his learning. We read what she says here together.I understand that it can be overwhelming, but homework is meant to strengthen what you learn in class. Let's take a moment and look at this word, overwhelming.
If something is overwhelming, it is very difficult to handle. Maybe it's very stressful or just hard to complete.
Often if something is overwhelming, you feel like it is just too much.And that's why Alex feels like the amount of homework is overwhelming. It feels like it's too much and he can't handle it.
I will say, sometimes this word can have a positive meaning. There was one time I went on a trip to the Grand Canyon. The sight was amazing. It was almost overwhelming. I couldn't fully process it all.
Yeah, sometimes you can feel overwhelmed with a good feeling, like you could feel overwhelming joy or overwhelming happiness.
All right, so we also saw that his mother said that homework is meant to strengthen what you learned in class. If something is meant to do something, it has that intended purpose.
Here's another example. this tool is meant to make life easier. So what his mom is saying here is the purpose of homework is to make learning better, to reinforce what he already learned in class.
Yeah, and I don't think Alex disagrees with this. He was really complaining about the amount of it earlier.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. And Alex here says, maybe, but when I'm tired, I just rush to finish. Some students even copy answers just to get it done. So Alex's argument here is that, yeah, homework can strengthen what you learn in class if you're doing it correctly.
Yeah, but in an effort to just get it done and get those grades, people might not actually work hard on it, and it doesn't help you learn.
Yeah, in that case, it's not really helping anybody. We read on here, Mom says, that's a concern. Still, homework can build responsibility and time management skills.
Yeah, if something is a concern, it's something you should be worried about. It's maybe a problem.
Yeah, so for example, safety is our main concern. Mom is saying that if what Alex is saying is true, then she should feel worried or concerned about it.
Well, she continues, still, homework can build responsibility and time management skills.
We learned a little bit about this yesterday when we talked about students being able to organize their schedules. Another way we can talk about it is with this term time management. It means the skill of using your time well.
Yeah, managing your time well. Here's another example sentence. Having good time management skills can help students succeed.
A good example of time management skills is when you have a lot of different tasks to do. For example, a lot of different types of homework. Or maybe in the office you have a list of tasks that need done. Good time management means that you can do each of those tasks, hand them in before the deadlines, and you don't spend too much time on one thing and not enough time on the other.
Yeah, like we've said before, it's not just about finding the time to get things done, but it can be not spending too much time on something so that you experience that burnout.
Yeah, exactly. We want to get everything done, but also not feel stressed or burnt out as well. All right, well, we are going to continue this conversation between Mother and Alex in the next part of our lesson, friends. But first, let's take a break and take a deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Quite a bit. A student of mine once started reading a new book series and said, I'll just read one chapter. 2 hours later, he looked up and realized he had read quite a bit more than that. Oops, it was time for bed. He had school the next day. The phrase quite a bit means a large amount or more than expected. It's a little informal and often used in everyday conversation. For example, she has improved quite a bit this year. Or, we walked quite a bit during the trip. Now let's look at some similar expressions. A lot. It's the most common and simple way to say the same thing. For example, he studies a lot before exams. Quite a lot is slightly stronger and emphasizes the amount. For example, they spent quite a lot of time on the project. A fair amount suggests a reasonable or noticeable amount. For example, she has a fair amount of experience in karate, and a good deal is another common way to describe quite a bit of something. For example, the company made a good deal of progress this year. So, whether it's reading, walking, or studying, if you do more than expected, you probably did quite a bit. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The homework debate.
But when there's too much, it defeats the purpose. I'm just not motivated.
So you're saying the problem isn't the homework, but the amount of it?
Exactly. A reasonable amount could help, but feeling overwhelmed leads to stress, less learning, and even cheating.
I think balance is really important.
I hope teachers remember that. I'm going to start my homework now. I want to go running when I'm done.
Motivated 这个形容词, 它是动词, motivate 的过去分词, 意思是积极的, 有动力的。 譬如, students who have a close relationship with their teachers are often more motivated to study hard and reach their full potential. 与老师关系密切的学生往往更有学习动力, 并能充分发挥自己的潜能。 相关的名词是 motivation, 意思是动力或是动机。 譬如, strong motivation can carry you through projects that don't interest you. 强烈的动力能让你完成那些你不感兴趣的专案。 片语, to lack motivation 是指缺乏动力。 譬如, speaking on stage with a bored look, he appears to lack motivation as a club leader. 他在台上发言时一脸无趣的样子，似乎缺乏作为社团领导者的动力。 That's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Sometimes when you're having an argument or a debate, people are saying things back and forth, but you can't really tell what the actual problem is or what the core is of what they want to talk about. Let's see if Alex and Mother can find that.
Okay, we start off with what Alex is saying here to reply to his mom. He's talking about homework here. He says, when there's too much, it defeats the purpose. I'm just not motivated.
Yeah, it's a little bit similar to what he said earlier. If there's too much homework, you're not going to take it seriously, and you're not going to learn as much.
Exactly. And I really like the phrase that Mother uses in this next sentence to respond to Alex. She says, so you're saying the problem isn't the homework, but the amount of it. What does this phrase, so you're saying, actually mean?
Well, when you put this at the front of your sentence like this, you're trying to make sure that you understand what the other person is telling you. You ask them, and then they can tell you if you're right or wrong.
You might see this in a sentence like this one. So you're saying we should leave early? The sentence might be said to clarify when somebody is talking about being worried about being late.
Yeah, it should be used to clarify. I will say, sometimes people use this with a tone that just sounds like they're trying to put the other person down or make fun of them.
Oh, that is a good point as well. So you do need to be careful with the tone that you use when you say this phrase.
Okay, so she asks, so you're saying the problem isn't the homework, but the amount of it. And Alex responds with, exactly. His mother did understand what he meant.
She did. So they are understanding each other's point of view at this point. And Alex goes on to say, a reasonable amount could help. I like this word reasonable here because I feel like it kind of sums up what we're trying to say.
Okay, a reasonable amount. This is a sensible amount, an amount that makes sense. And that isn't too crazy.
Yeah, something that's fair. Here's another example. That sounds like a reasonable price. A reasonable price is a price that people feel comfortable with paying. It's not too high for what you get.
So a reasonable amount would be good here, but feeling overwhelmed leads to stress, less learning, and even cheating.
Yes, I do know some people might try to cheat on their homework. Cheating, of course, is breaking rules to gain an advantage.
Yeah, we all know that cheating on a test is wrong. It's ethically and morally wrong. We heard an example of it from Alex earlier when he talked about people copying homework.
Yeah, because they don't feel like they have enough time to get it done properly. They cheat and copy down the answers. Well, Mom has a very important sentence here in the next line. She says, I think balance is really important.
Balance. If something is balanced, Well, there is an equal amount of different things. In this case, it would be enough homework that a student gets that extra learning in, but not so much that it causes stress.
Here's another example. It's important to find a balance between work and rest.
Okay, so Alex responds one more time at the end here. I hope teachers remember that. I'm going to start my homework now. I want to go running when I'm done.
He wants to go running when he's done. So, Garrett, it sounds like he wants to make sure that he is physically healthy, as well as getting all of his homework for school done, which helps his mental development. Now, I would just add here that if I was Alex's mom, I would probably let him do some of his homework and then take a break to exercise. That way he doesn't have to sit for so long, and he's given an equal amount of time to his mental health and his physical health.
I think that is a great idea. The thing here that we have kept saying is that balance is important. The problem is no one disagrees with that, but it's hard to figure out what is balanced without talking about details.
And there are so many details that go into learning. Different students learn at different paces. Teachers have certain guidelines that they have to be following when it comes to curriculum. The state might say that there are different things students need to learn. So there is just a lot more to it than what we just have in this article.
Well, friends, keep thinking about this as we go now to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 go 加动名词句型，用来表达去从事某项户外休闲活动、运动或娱乐，譬如 go shopping、go camping 等等。例如课文的这一句 ，I want to go running when I'm done。我做完之后想去跑步。其中动名词通常指户外活动内容，强调离开当下的地点去参与某个活动。另一个相关的结构是 do the 或是 some 或是 a lot of 加动名词，用来表示处理某项任务、家事或例行性工作。其中动名词前面通常会加上定冠词或量词。来看例句。We went camping by the lake last weekend. 我们上周末去湖边露营了。
Friends, we've reached the end of this article, and that means it's time for today's Talk About It question. Let's look at it together. Do you think teachers give too much or the right amount of homework? Explain.
Well, my answer to that is pretty simple. In my experience,Some teachers give too much, others don't give enough.
Yeah, that is a really good point. Different teachers give different amounts of homework. I will say in my own experience with my kids, at first I felt like they did have too much homework, but then I realized the homework is helping my kids learn those concepts. So it's kind of a hard question for me to answer as well.
Yeah, it's very based on your own individual experience.Maybe you have lots of classes. Some of them have too much, others the right amount. But friends, it is important to think about.
It is, and different people learn at different paces. If you feel like you might be struggling to catch up to what your teacher's saying in class, making sure you get all that homework done and really focus on it would be really important to you. And as we said earlier, it's really hard to learn a language if you're not practicing outside of class.
So friends, make sure to spend some time learning. Don't get burnt out, but do practice.
All right, friends, that is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend last. A lifetime.